Hi everyone, and welcome back to Small Talks with E. On today's episode, I'll be talking about how I started my podcast and advice on being a podcaster. If you haven't already followed this podcast, make sure to do so now, and let's get into it. Hello everyone, so today's episode is going to be over starting podcast, advice on, you know, how to run your podcast, maybe some episode ideas, etc. So let's go. I've never really made an episode like this. I usually do episodes based on small business stuff, but I've gotten so many requests, you know, how do I start a podcast, what do you use, etc., and I'm here to help you guys with that. If you're looking to make one or for a friend, I'm hoping that episode is helpful. Of course, I've only ever really run one podcast program before, so it kind of varies depending on what you're using, but I will be talking about this for using Anchor and Anchor Podcasts, kind of, you know, it's like a Spotify program. So if you're not aware with that, if you're not aware of that program, this episode is probably not for you. If you're using another program, these tips might work, but there's no guarantee. So just a heads up before we start. So, let's see. At first, I'm going to talk about, you know, kind of what I use to inspire me to start my podcast. So I'd only seen about one or two small business podcasts, and I really wanted to do, well, like, I saw maybe one, like, there wasn't really that many, and most of them were doing, like, interviews with other businesses, and I kind of wanted to be a little bit different. Of course, I really like talking to people. I'm very talkative. My parents make fun of me for it all the time, and I was like, what better way to channel that than to talking into a microphone for 30 minutes, you know, which is great and all, and I do appreciate it very much. So, I just kind of started because I was like, so many people ask me, you know, Emily, what are some tips you have? Can you tell us everything you know? And I was like, of course I can. Like, yeah, of course. Let's go. So that's kind of what inspired me to do it. I kind of wanted to do episodes that weren't just purely interviews with other businesses, something that was had episodes that were purely information or, you know, stories or advice, you know, stuff like that. But also having to do with small businesses because I am a small business, Crafts by E. You guys already know the drill. So just kind of like a mix of different things I want to talk about. The thing I really like about why I started my podcast is that I also don't have to show my face. So if I look really bad or I just like feel ugly, you know, I'll just talk into a microphone and I won't have to show my face on it at all, which is great, you know. Okay, yeah, so that's pretty much why I started my podcast. After that, I use Spotify a lot. Well, like, when did I start the podcast? December 2nd, I believe I made the first episode, which is crazy. That was like 6-7 months ago? Wow, oh my gosh. Whoa, 7 months. Anyways, I'm sorry, I'm getting off track. And it was actually really simple. So I used to use Spotify for most of my music, and I, you know, seeing that they have podcasts on there, and I was like, oh, Spotify is a really wide platform. I'm sure so many people use it, and it would probably be better if I did, like, something through Spotify. Surely they have some sort of program. And I found the program I'm using now, which is Anchor. It's the easiest way to podcast, as their motto says, but it's a Spotify program, and it'll distribute your podcast to, you know, mainly Spotify, and of course the Anchor app for anyone who uses that for their podcasts or makes one and also uses it. It'll also distribute it to many other podcasts like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. There's like a few other ones I can't really think of the names of. But yeah, really, I feel like Anchor was probably the best option. I feel like they have the easiest setup, and it's really user-friendly. Everything's really simple to look at. They even have an app on my phone that I use for, like, the first entire season of Crafts by E, or Small Talks with E. Excuse me, Crafts by E. Yeah, sure. Yeah, so I feel like Anchor was the best way. I actually started my entire podcast on my phone, so most, if you listen to my beginning episodes, you will notice that most of it was recorded on my phone. That's why the quality doesn't sound as good as it does right now, because right now I'm using a computer connected to my microphone that I'm talking into. So, you know, as you go on, you can learn better techniques to get better quality with microphones and stuff. But I just, this is my first microphone that I've ever had, and probably the only one I will ever have, because, I mean, it just, it works good, unless it breaks. Yeah, so I just started using Anchor. You know, always, 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 like I say, before you start doing anything, research it. Research the best ways to podcast, you know, your, the best programs. You, I think you can do, like, Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts. There's so many different platforms that you can use, not just Anchor, like I'm talking about. But of course I'm biased because I've only ever used this one, like I said in the beginning. So yeah, I just pretty much got the Anchor app, and I kind of had a foundation, like, I want to make a small business podcast. Funny story about this podcast, I hope that girl is listening, because it's been crazy. I was originally going to start doing a podcast with another person. I'm not going to say their name because I don't know if they want me to or not. With another small business, and we weren't really good at planning, and we're going to do it together, you know, kind of like advice from both of us. And we both had, back in December, like the same amount of followers. So, you know, we were kind of starting to be good friends. And we just never really had time to, like, sit down, because we each had different schedules and different activities that we have to do. And we could never just sit down, you know, make a test run or just record an episode at all. And I don't know, it was just really bad timing for both of us to try to do it together. I mean, I've seen plenty of, like, a duo or podcast hosted by multiple people that work out just fine. But just for us, it didn't really work out. And I was like, I think I'm a little bit more into it to this person, and I think this would just be great. So what if I kind of, you know, do this by myself? As you can see, here I am. I've done it by myself. Of course, you know, I interview people, but those people aren't just, you know, here for every episode. Like, if I were in a duo podcast system, it'd be different. So, yeah, that was kind of like the original story to my small business podcast. Not a whole lot of people know it because we didn't really talk about it. It was just kind of difficult to finally get us together with our differing schedules and stuff. But, yeah, that didn't really work out. So I got Anchor. I opened the app on my phone. I made an account. And I just kind of made coming up with a name. Oh my gosh, coming up with a name was so hard for me. So I wanted something that would kind of go with my Crafts by E business, you know? And I kind of wanted something to where this wasn't like a super formal podcast, trying to be like nice and formal with every singular word, you know? I kind of wanted it to be laid back, to where I can just sit back. I can make mistakes. I can stutter in my words, as you guys have heard so many times. Why is this episode, why am I stuttering so much? Like, girl, calm down. Anyways, where I can just lay back, or I can be myself, or I can just talk about my business that I love very much. And I kind of settled on Small Talks with E. I went live a few times on Instagram because I needed opinions and I couldn't come up with a name. I knew, you know, Crafts by E, Small Talks with E, you know, E is in there, Emily. So that kind of corresponded with each other. And the small part relates to small businesses, of course, I'm sure, as you can tell. And the small talks, you know, talks, chit-chat, podcast, it all just kind of goes together. So Small Talks with E. So when I decided on, I kind of slowly pieced it together over a series of days. And I went live, and I had a few other, like, options for the names. I was going to name it, like, Small Chats with E, which is basically the same thing. But I like talks better. I feel like chats is, like, just a weird word to me. It's just kind of weird. I was going to do, like, Small Business Talks with E, Small Business Talks with Emily, but I said a lot of Small Talks with E, because, you know, it's simple, there's not a whole lot of letters in each word, and it just kind of rolls kind of off the tongue, I think. So that's just kind of a trial and error personal thing on coming up with a name. You want it to be kind of special to your niche that you want to talk about in your podcast. So yeah, I settled on Small Talks with E, and I really like the name. You know, it's simple, like I said, has to do with small businesses, which is most of what I talk about. And yeah, so I just got the Anchor app, I made an account, I came up with the name. I made my first logo similar to my logo that I had at the time for, like, Crafts by E. It was basically the same thing, just different words. Same colors, same color palette. And yeah, so I just kind of corresponded everything. That way people could recognize it. You know, if they figure out Small Talk to the E, they'll know it's Crafts by E, you know. I keep on saying, you know, but you know, you know. Anyways, so yeah, so coming up with like a logo or the name was probably the hardest part. I already knew that I wanted to talk about small businesses and small business stuff, so that wasn't really, you know, very hard to come up with. So let's talk about how I made my first episode. Oh my gosh, I recorded my first episode, which is probably, I think it was like 25 minutes, and it was how I started my business, which I felt like it was, you know, proper because I was starting my podcast. Let's make a topic about how I start my business, because so many people ask me, you know, what I did, what I used, how I did it. And I recorded that episode 3 different times because the phone version of Anchor is a little bit more difficult to navigate. I'm sure it's kind of like a beta version to the computer version just because it's on an app and it's a little bit harder to, you know, figure out. And I recorded it 3 times because the first 2 times I would exit out of the app before it had saved my episode, and it would just lose all the recording. So I recorded it twice, like 2 times in 1 day, and I got really frustrated. And the next day I went back and I actually waited for it to save my episode, and it worked. So, you know, whoop-de-doo, good for me. And it just like worked, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is like the best thing ever. So then like I recorded my episode. I don't think I had like a little intro, you know, at the beginning, how I'm like, welcome to Small Talks with E. I don't think I had that on my first episode. I'll have to like look, but I don't want to like listen to my voice back then. That was disgusting. Anyways, still watching my old episodes, or just like any episode like this, or like having to listen to it, it just grosses me out just because it's my own voice, you know. But I'm just weird like that. I'm just quirky, you know. So I made that first episode, and I think that might be like my most played episode just because so many people DM me on Instagram. They're like, Emily, how'd you start your small business? And I'll be like, I actually have a podcast episode over this entire thing. Go check it out. And they're like, okay, yeah, let's go. Yeah, so that's my first episode I ever made. It was really fun after I figured out how to actually properly work the app and the program. So that was like December 2nd, I believe. Small Talks with E was established, a great day in history. Of course, I have lots more experience with podcasting now, I hope, as you can tell. So that was December 2nd. And then for Christmas, my mother, or my father, my parents, they got me this nice little microphone because by then I was kind of starting to get more into podcasting, and I really wanted the quality to be better than it was whenever I recorded it just on my phone. So I got this microphone, and as you can tell, I hope the quality is a lot better. It's really simple. I don't know how much it was because I got it as a gift, but it's from the brand Junevo. It's kind of like a bendy little flexible microphone. There's also like a foam cover on the top, and I don't know if I take that off if the sound will be different. I'll have to test that out one of these days. I haven't really thought about it because I don't want to mess anything up. But it just plugs into the USB on my computer, and I had a little bit of trial and error with the microphone, but I figured out, you know, the inputs and outputs, and I hope it sounds good because I feel like it sounds a lot better. Of course, I've gotten less nervous and more relaxed as I record more podcasts, so I kind of probably, my voice sounds a little bit smoother than it did, you know, my first or second episode, but I can definitely tell the difference between the phone recording quality and the camera, or the microphone recording quality. Of course, the microphone is supposed to make it better, and I feel like it has. One of these days, I might even do like a fancy little microphone because I don't know. But for now, I really like this one. There's nothing wrong with it. It's really flexible, simple enough for my computer. There's just an on and off button on it. There's one button, and that's all I need, which is great because if it was any more than that, I would be too confused to use it. Yeah, so as you go on with that, with your podcast journey, if you're just using your phone, I would definitely recommend buying a microphone. Some cheap ones I'm sure will work just fine. Of course, if you really want to go all out, you can get a big old fancy system, but I'm not really one for that, as you can tell. I just want something simple. Yeah, but as you continue on, it would probably be best if you got a microphone and started recording from your computer if you have one. If you don't, I think there is like a USB plug thing you can buy to hook microphones into your phone. So I don't really know how that works, but we will see. Maybe one of these days I'll buy one just to test it out. We'll see. Yeah, but as you go on, I definitely recommend buying a microphone. Just improves the quality. It makes it more enjoyable to listen to with, I feel like it cancels out like more distractional sounds. that you will hear in a lot of camera or phone recorded recordings. Yeah, sorry, that was a voice crack for what? I don't even know why that was there. But basically, I haven't really done so much special. I feel like, I think it was like back in February, I finally started an Instagram for my podcast account. That way I didn't have to keep on talking about it on my main business account and people were getting annoyed. So I definitely recommend making like some sort of social media for your podcast. And that way you can be like, there's a new episode coming tonight, or what kind of episodes do you want to see? It was great making an Instagram because I could finally have feedback on what people wanted to hear me talk about. You know, other than just me talking about whatever I wanted, I could ask people questions like, what do you guys want to hear this week? You know, do you guys like this kind of recordings or do you like interviews? You know, stuff like that. I really do enjoy, on another note, doing interviews with other small businesses because, you know, of course they always have great stories and experiences and how they've grown their business, and their advice that they give to other people is definitely different from what I give to mine. You know, just from, I think I've interviewed probably maybe 10, 15 businesses. I want to say, I really don't know. I can't count for what, but I do love doing interviews. It's just so fun because you can have like a normal conversation with that person, and their business is so unique, and they just have, you know, so many different experiences to share. And it's really neat interacting and see how they work their business and kind of what their mindset is with it, because it's definitely different than mine. I feel like everyone kind of has their own way of thinking. So I mean, of course, I would say if you're doing a podcast, it's always kind of fun, even if it's not a small business podcast, it can be literally any topic, to like interview someone or like another person that you think might be good for that category. Just because it's always neat to see another person's opinion and what they think about that, which works, you know, just for, like, lifestyle podcasters or, any kind of podcaster, really. So my biggest advice probably be get a microphone, but you don't have to do it immediately. Like, you want to kind of adjust to the podcast, experience, and then you should probably get a microphone if you want to. If you don't want to, you totally do not have to. Do not feel pressured, because I know some people don't have the money situation for that, and that's okay. It's totally fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But definitely, I would say a microphone has just helped my quality so much, and it just makes it easier to listen to, I think. And it just depends on the program that you're using. I feel like Anchor is probably the most user-friendly I could have gotten for a program. They're definitely very simple to use. They have, you know, like intro music that you can select, and they have like a library where you can store all your files, or you can import voice or like recording files, which is great. I haven't really imported any before, I don't think. And they also just distribute your podcast to a lot of other places other than just Spotify. They distribute to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, any other podcast program I can think of, really. And they just do a really good job of distributing it. And they also have really good stats, so they can tell me what platforms my followers are listening from, you know, which episode has the most plays to it. Right now I think we're at like 1,200 plays, which is crazy. Oh my gosh. And they just keep kind of good stats for me. They kind of remind me of like an Etsy of podcasts, you know. Etsy, like I said before, is very user-friendly, and so is Anchor. I feel like they're kind of the same thing, just for different kind of things, you know. So that's about all the advice I have. If you have any questions, feel free to message me on my Small Talks with E podcast on Instagram with a period in between each word. If you have any questions about podcasting, feel free to ask me and I'll answer them. I love helping you guys, especially if making a podcast has been your dream. Fulfill your dreams, do it, go for it. If you're thinking about it, I would say do it. If it doesn't work out, that's totally fine. So that's about it. That's kind of like a little history as to why I started, how I started. Like I said, feel free to ask me any questions. You can also send me voice messages, 1 minute long voice messages on Anchor. If you have any questions, I can answer those too. So, good luck if you're planning on starting a podcast. Best of luck to you guys. I hope this helped, and I hope your podcast does so well. like I said, all this is kind of based from the Anchor Spotify perspective, so it really just depends on what program you're using. But I hope you guys just enjoy this episode. So many people have asked me, Emily, how do you do this with your podcast? How do you start? How do you come up with ideas? And I didn't really go over the idea topic much, but it's basically just whatever your niche is or just like whatever you're thinking about. It doesn't have to be something for sure. You can just press record and start talking, you know, especially if you're like a lifestyle podcaster, you can just talk about your day. You can talk about your journey with a podcast or a business or your life journey or goals or literally anything you can make into a podcast, which is crazy. But that's the thing I love about it. You can be free. You can be creative. You can be yourself. And you can just talk forever, as long as you want, which is, of course, great if you're a very talkative person like me. And my biggest and last piece of advice would probably just to be yourself, and don't be afraid to be, you know, have fun with it. Make the podcast your own, make it unique like you, you know. I know this sounds cliche, but it really, just be yourself and you'll do fine. So I hope this helped you guys start your podcast. If you figured out or like learned something from this, make sure to tag me on Instagram or tell me, hey, your episode helped me start my podcast. It's this, and I will totally listen to your guys' podcast. Like, I need some new podcasts to listen to. Let me know yours if you have one. If you're making one, let me know and I'll follow you. I'll listen to all your episodes. Literally, I'm not even kidding. Yeah, so that's about it for this episode. This is kind of like a cute little bonus episode. If you listen all the way through, thank you so much. I love you. Literally, you're my favorite. Wow. You guys are the best. Make sure to follow me on Instagram at Small Talks with the podcast with a period in between each word for updates and sneak peeks. And also leave me any feedback you guys have. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Best of luck with all your podcasts, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye.